welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the price of gasoline, and it's really based on the price of oil. And even though we constantly hear, Republicans blaming Joe Biden and that the price of gasoline is as high as it is because of Joe Biden, again, anybody who says that is the reason that the price of gasoline is now $5 and above in the state is a liar. And certainly Joe Biden, when he came in, changed some things, and the price of gas did climb. But that is not at the root of why the price of gasoline has almost doubled in the last, 6 months. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
We have David from Mequon.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. And I want to, first, before I make my point, I want to congratulate you in doing for the elders. And I think it's a wonderful thing that you're doing for the young boys in the community. I tip my hat off to you in doing that. And I think it's wonderful that you started a grassroots individual, as far as this program is concerned, and that the governor does recognize that. So I just kudos to you. So I wanted to compliment you on that.
Well, thank you.
Quickly, in regards with the gas, it's a mixed bag. I do not blame Joe Biden for all of it. I think he is definitely responsible for some of it because he did alter, and keep in mind, he ran on a platform that he was going to, he limited
drilling.
Drilling.
I got that.
He did limit pipelines. If you look in the state of Michigan, Governor
Whitmer.
What's her name?
Whitmer.
Whitmer. She actually is trying to shut down the pipeline up in Michigan that goes to Wisconsin. And we are now, for the record, we have been shipping liquid natural gas, like 3/4 of our liquid natural gas now over to Europe, in addition to not buying oil from Russia, what have you.
But David, you know in all honesty that at the root of why we are shipping that gas to Europe is because the globe has said no to Russian oil.
And natural gas.
And natural gas, right.
And natural gas, right. So what I would say is this. Canada, I know a lot of people are like, we should be working with Canada, because I know that there's plans of the president in trying to get the Saudis to open up the spigots and OPEC and all that other stuff. And I think that's a huge mistake, because we're empowering them more in this situation. And I do think we should be working with Canada and Mexico, for that matter, because there are deposits of natural gas and oil. And I understand that, people want to move away from fossil fuels. I get that. But the most efficient method of getting, that gas and oil is via pipeline. It's 24/7. It's not going on a train. It's not going on a cargo ship, which is where the oil would be coming from Saudi Arabia. If you look at the carbon impact, it's much greater on a freighter and a train versus a pipeline. And so I do think it's imperative that the president open up talks with Canada and Mexico. You know, he's having a meeting.
Dave. Do you think that since Canada and Mexico are a part of NAFTA, Do you don't you think that that would have been the first place that he went? I mean, come
on. That's
the North American free trade. That's,
I understand, but if you look at what he's done.
No, I'm saying, David, why would he not go to his partners first before going to Saudi Arabia? Wouldn't that make sense? Do you think
it wouldn't make sense?
Do you think that they didn't do that?
No, he refuses to do that, and the reason why we know that is if you look at the I forgot which province in Canada, they've been begging for, I think it might have been Alberta, I think I'm not 100% sure, where they're begging the United States, hey, work with us. So, and there is no lines of communication there.
Well, so David, I find it again, these are
I can send you the link.
Yeah, you should, because these are our trade partners. And
I agree.
And why he wouldn't have a conversation with our trade partners would be you know, beyond me.
Right.
What the point I'm trying to make, though, Dave, in all of this, yeah, is the American people need to understand that there's this finite amount of oil right now and that the entire world is bidding. Europe is bidding on that same oil. And so that's why the prices continue to climb. It's a bidding war.
This is the other thing I'll just bring to your attention. So if you look in the United States, obviously you have to have refineries in order to make the oil and natural gas usable. The largest refinery that was built in the United States, the last big, meaningful, large refinery was back in, brand new, was back in 1977. Since then, we have had other refineries in the country that have added additional capacity, or we've added some, like, little smaller ones, like 35,000 or 20,000. We need much more than that. And so what's happened is, because of that, there's not enough, even the capacity right now, to your point, it's not able to keep up because the amount that, let's be honest, we need to build some more.
Here is why we hadn't built any additional refineries is because people were looking to get off of fossil fuels. So that is the honest reason why we haven't built the additional refineries. And if it wasn't for what is taking place right now in Russia and Ukraine, we would have been fine because we've been fine up until now. So, you know,
I want to bring a couple more points. Number one, the solar panels that are being made, majority of them are being made in China. Like 85% of all the solar panels. And it should be noted in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was this year, it was either this year or last year, they showed that all those panels are being produced in using
Hey, David,
coal,
hold the thought. David, hold the thought. We've got to go to a break.
Yes.
Carry over on the other side.
I appreciate it.
It's, you know, Wednesday with Earl Ingram, 844-967-2789. You can join us on the other side. We'll be right back.